This program was first broadcast on Canterbury's access media station, Plains FM, and was made with the assistance of New Zealand On Air.
I'm Emma.
And I'm Mina, and we're from Te Ngata Tumutu Trust.
And you're listening to
Pallyhood!
Pacific greetings and a massive kia ora
to each and every one of you, whatever corner of this globe you're tuning in from. I'd like to welcome you to the Pallyhood Show 96.9?
Yes, 96.9 Plains FM.
You're here with Sam, Sifa and Seymour, the three S's here to take you into the weekend. Seymour, how are you doing?
I'm good, thank you.
You're becoming part of the furniture now. You were with us last week.
I was on the dose last week.
Oh.
Yes.
He's traversing the multiverse.
Yeah, he's messing it up. Yeah, must have been so good that it'd be nice to come back.
Yeah.
It's either that or you couldn't find anyone.
Nah, I think it's the first one. How about you, Joe? How's your week been?
Yeah, good. It's been busy, and busy is always good. I think we should get it all off our chests right now. This time last week, we were a bit anxious, nervous about what was going to happen in the Super Rugby final. It's happened now. What are our thoughts after that?
I had no doubts.
Yeah, I had no doubts. I had no doubts.
Mm. But sometimes, like, I was nervous because I support Blues rugby.
Yuck.
Because I do when they're on, the whole Super Rugby comp is a bit more watchable. Because it's boring watching the Crusaders just thump everybody. Occasionally, the Chiefs give us a hard time.
Yeah.
But the Blues, when they're on, it's good to watch another team. You know, it's kind of like watching the Warriors win. It's like, oh.
Also,
we can actually pull one together.
Yeah. Also, because I know way more people that are Blues supporters than Waikato supporters.
Yeah.
So, you know, when the Blues do good, then all of a sudden there's a lot of chatter. And I'm like, hey. All of a sudden, you just want to start talking. So, yeah, definitely when the Blues are doing good, then, yeah, there's a lot more banter going around.
Yeah, Super Rugby is a bit more enjoyable, especially in that one. Anyway, on to upu of the week. Today's upu, whaeaonga, which means, Sam?
Teacher, yes. Whaeaonga, do school. Aonga is school, whae is to do. So put those two words together, do school, do your school, whaeaonga, teacher.
Whaeaonga. Seymour, do you have a favourite teacher? Like, this was something that I read on Facebook not too long ago, where it was like, no matter how old you are or how old you get, you will always remember one teacher.
Oh, I saw that, yeah.
That would be
your favourite teacher, yeah.
That would stay for you. Have you got a favourite teacher that you'd like to give a shout out to?
Oh, rest in peace, yeah. I know he's not no longer with us, but it will probably be one of my primary school teachers, Mr. Woods from Benford Primary School.
Oh.
He was my favourite teacher.
And in primary school, they teach everything, eh? It's not a certain subject.
Yeah.
I don't think I have, like, one, like, specific, but if I was to pick one, it'd be Miss Church, because she introduced me to Hemifer. So, out of everyone in the school, she's like, Sam, come, do you want to do this? I was like, yo. I also had a teacher called Mr. Waniana. He was really good. One favorite moment was when one of the boys wasn't listening, and it was just a simple question, and Mr. Waniana like asked him again. He was like, you know, George, what is da 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 da? And he was one of the other poly boys, and he was like, Odunusu. And then the teacher just picks up a razor, just like flips it at him, and we just started laughing. Probably not allowed to do that anymore, but yeah. We'll have to be Mr. Waniana and Miss Church.
Oh, nice. I do have a lot of favourite teachers, but I think shout out to Mr. Robinson in high school. We actually bumped into him when we did an expo at Shirley Boys, and he came and had a chat to us.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, Mr. Robinson was my media studies teacher.
Oh, yeah, I knew
and, yeah, we watched a lot of movies with him. He was a real good teacher. I specifically remember the time when he came to talk to us at this place called the Sartre. The Sa tree was the only tree at Shirley Boys, and it had a bench, and it was called the Sa tree. And teachers allowed it, and that bench was reserved for Pacifica. And he came to the Sa tree to talk to us. He was walking. He was all happy eating his burger. It had been a wet day, and he slipped on the mud. And he just slid to us at the Sa tree. And I was laughing about that. It was so funny. But yeah, shout out to Mr. Robinson. Yes, we remember that. And, sort of, and we played it off like it didn't happen as well, us boys at the tree.
Did he keep his burger in his
hand? No, we went to go see... We went to go... No, it fell out of his hand. Oh. And we went to go see him later on, after that, and he was eating mandarins.
Oh, poor guy.
Yeah. Anyway, Fayonga, because we're using that word because we're talking about study today. All three of us work at Ara. And today's topic is just basically semester two is around the corner. We've got some events coming up that we need our Pacific people to hear about, as well as the opportunities that are available and that are quickly disappearing as well, with semester two going to end this year, is some scholarship initiatives as well as some funding. So catch us for that chat after this.
To all our matua out there who want to dance and get fit to Pacifica music, join our Siva Samo dance classes each Thursday at 11 a.m.
Call the friendly staff at Tangata Atumotu Trust on 0800 727 434 for further details or to arrange for a pickup.
Welcome back, everyone. As promised, well, as I said before the break, we were going to talk about study opportunities at Ara Institute of Canterbury. Both Sam, Seymour and I work at Ara. Seymour specifically working in the business development team, where he works with plus 25-year-olds and Pacifica people who are currently employed, professionals, and Sam working with the youth, under 25-year-olds. Some would say youth is still 29 and under.
I feel like I'm youth.
But, yeah, gents, you guys specifically work with the Pacific community, and we're heading into semester two. I think what's forefront of our minds is what's available first off, and I can talk about the funding, but Seymour, just in the trade space, what do you reckon?
In the trade space, there's places available in all of them, and on all our trades courses. I know the only wait list currently down there at the trades campus is for automotive.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of students, that's become our number one popular trades course over the last couple of years. But being down there last week, I know there's places still available in semester two for pretty much all our trades courses, especially in our foundation ones as well. Mm.
Yeah. So that's fabrication.
There's joinery, paint and deck.
Joinery.
Carpentry, plumbing. Let's see.
Did you know what joinery was before working here at Ara?
Yes, I did.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
It was just me and Sam then?
Yeah, it was when I came with you to take, I think, the boys' high school,
yes,
boys' tour through, and then you explained joinery, and I was like, I did not know this.
Yeah.
Joinery, for those of you that don't know, like myself and Sam, is where it's like furniture making, cabinetry.
Yeah, anything that's outside.
Yeah.
So a lot of students used to ask, what was the difference between joinery and carpentry? Carpentry is obviously being a builder outside. Yeah. Joinery was like your pantry stuff, stairs, anything that's inside, cabinets.
Would you rather be a carpenter or a joiner?
Carpenter. Definitely a builder.
Oh, really?
Why is that?
Because a joiner only limits what you can do, so you can only make those sort of stuff outside. With a builder, you can build a deck, you can build a house. With a dog kennel, so if you come late home, this is where you're going to sleep the night.
So how many have you built?
But if you needed a bed, I would do joinery. I will make that for you. Inside your kennel. joinery, like, I'd lean towards the joinery side, because I like cabinetry, chairs, furniture, that kind of thing. There is actually a hobby course that you can do for furniture making.
That's right.
Which I'm keen to do soon. Yeah.
A hobby course?
in joinery.
Cool.
Furniture making. So you can, I have to double check how long it is. It could be
a few months or something.
Yeah, a couple of months.
Yeah.
But you get taught how to make furniture.
Just yeah. Good skills to have in general.
In general, you right? know?
Because, you know, you're at home and you're like, oh, I need to make something. And then you're like, oh, how do I make this? But if you, obviously, if you do the joinery course or the hobby course, then you're getting the necessary skills. Just like when it comes to cars, you know, I know how to do the basic stuff, you know, change the oil, filter, tires, and then from there, I've learned how to do brakes and stuff. So that saved me a lot of money. You know, you drive past those mechanics and they're like, oh, $99 warrants or $99, you know, brakes or that.
Change your oil.
Yeah. So you save money by learning how to do just these simple skills. You will be surprised at how simple it is to do some of these things, but you get charged quite a bit out in the real world.
Yeah. The other thing I'm really surprised about is how people, like, they look down upon, not look down upon trades, but like they would rather do something else than trades. But the thing is, trades are such an awesome career. I know people our age, every one of my friends who started out in trades has their own house. And they bought their house like probably 5 years ago.
Mm.
Everyone that did trades in our age group, they're all homeowners.
And that makes sense too, because they'd have the skill set to be able to buy even like a rundown house, yeah. You know, and then they'd be able to see, I can fix this. It's not going to cost me that much. And then, you know, then already you've made money on your investment or your house.
Yeah, exactly. Practical skills. What about you in the youth space, Sam? Anything in particular that you found interesting or?
Yeah. It's been really cool going into the schools and trying to connect with all the Pacifica students. At the moment, I'm running a holiday program coming up in July for the first week for students who are year 11s to 13. So if you have children or you yourself at school and you're year 11, 12 or 13, come on down to Udder on the 11th, 12th and 13th of July, first week of holidays. We'll be running some Pacific workshops, as well as we'll be able to help you out with your NCA level 1, 2 and 3 subjects. There'll be food provided as well. And I know people have, it's not the first time Pacific Bloom's been run, so it's called Pacific Bloom, it's run in the past, so if you know about it, it is running again the first week of the holidays. And just looking from the past Blooms, I know a lot of the kids enjoyed it. You know, the first half is sort of your bookwork stuff. So, you know, if you need help with your math, science or English subjects, then you do all that stuff before lunch. We'll provide tutors to help you out with that stuff. Come along with your own work. Even if you don't have any work to do, come along anyway, and our tutors will provide you with work. And then after lunchtime, it is going to be cultural workshops. So it's not all just bookwork the whole day. And, yeah, I'm pretty excited for it in a couple of weeks' time.
Cool. Have you got an example of the cultural workshops going on?
Yeah, so we have Albany Besita coming in from Tame Sote, who will be taking dance. And we also have, Josh?
Yeah.
Yeah, Josh, who Sefa linked me with, he is going to teach how to make...
Akatu.
And it's like a floral head.
Yeah.
Sort of dress thing that you see Cook Islanders wearing.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm.
So, yeah.
I always say Akatu, but it's Akatu.
Akatu.
But yeah, that's the Pacific headdress that they wear. And it's awesome to see. And it's also, it'll be a good experience for our youth to make those.
Yeah, because I've never made one of those before.
Never.
And they always look really cool. You know, I only see them at, you know, usually like Pacific community events. When someone turns up with one, I'm like, oh, that's so cool. Like, where do you get them from? But yeah, come on down and learn how to make it.
Mm. So Pacific Bloom, can you give us those dates again?
July the 11th, 12th and 13th. And it starts from 10 a.m. and it runs through to about 3 p.m. in the afternoon. So you don't have to come to all days. You can come to one day or 2 days. But yeah, you can even come to all 3 days. So There's food provided as well. So if you're doing nothing for the first part of the school holidays, come on down and, you know, meet up with your other friends.
Yeah, bring your friends. Bring your friends, chill out, get help with your NCEA, have free lunch and games after that.
Mm.
Also, next week, pineapple pie and apply some more. Mm-hmm. Let me give a little brief about that.
Yeah, so that's more targeted at our Pacific community. Last chance to come and enroll. So obviously, semester two starts in July. So if you're looking to come and do some study, come down to Aranui Community Centre, June the 29th from 6 to 8. Just to come and chat with our Pacific staff if you're looking to do some study, and we will have pineapple pie there. And if it's cold, we might even bring out the some coffee in there. But at this stage, just water.
Pineapple pie and apply is, yeah, it's going to be great. It's a drop-in session as well.
Yep.
So between 6 to 8 o'clock, what was the date again, sorry, Simon?
29th of June.
29th of June, between 6 and 8 o'clock at the Aranui Community Centre.
Yep.
You can pop in, have a chat with one of our, anytime between 6 and 8. You can pop in, have a chat with an advisor, get your enrollment sorted, or at least inquire about a program of study that you want to take. Enjoy some pineapple pie and drop out.
Sure. It's your lucky day if you do turn up, because your advisors are your current three people you're talking to. The triple S team.
Triple threat.
The triple S.
So I will be there, Sam will be there, and Sefer will be there. So come and see us. Come and talk to me about Chase. Come and talk to Sam about you stuff, and kind of talk to Steph about anything else.
About everything else.
Yeah, I will quickly bring up that fees free is still available. So if you haven't done any sort of study before, and you're a New Zealand citizen, you're welcome to come. Your first year of study is still free. The trade, the TTAF funding, you're welcome to look this up, TTAF. That's available to certain programs where they are completely, where they're free to do. And they're the, like, things like ADA. It can be different for different study places, but ADA specifically, there's things like the social work certificate in health and wellbeing. There's
IT.
The IT diplomas.
Mm-hmm.
They're all free. But it's coming to an end at the end of this year.
Mm.
Which will mean if you started a program this year, it will only cover the first 6 months.
Yeah. And some of those programs.
The fees free is ending.
No, TTAF. TTAF.
Yeah. Trades Training Apprenticeship Fund.
Yeah. That's lost. I didn't want to get it wrong.
And just on that note as well, there is immigration brought out a new domestic visa this year.
Mm.
So that's for if your parents are on a. On a visa and they're applying to get their citizenship, their kids can actually apply to do a course, or any course actually. I was with a Ashburton College student last week, and he's Filipino, and he was they came to Ara for the day, and he was so excited because he got an email on the day that he came in from our trades team saying that he'd been offered a spot. But he was more excited when I spoke to him, because I didn't realise that his parents are on a domestic on a visa, so he was more happy that he got accepted, because he put it in but wasn't sure. So that just shows that it's just like the Pacific community. We've probably got a lot of Pacific community members out there that are on visas, and their kids are sitting at home not knowing what to do next year. So you can apply for a course to do, but you'll come under that new domestic visa that the immigration brought in.
Yeah, I've dealt with some students like that too.
Yeah,
who are unsure of what they can do next year because their parents are still on working visas.
Yeah,
so yeah, if you have if you're shooting yourself and your parents are on working visas, maybe now's the time to try and sort this stuff out before you finish high school.
When I spoke to that kid, he was giving me some detail around it. So basically, he was saying it's more that if your parents in the process of applying. Mm. So if the parents are in process of applying, then pretty much that kid will be able to get in, should be offered a spot. And what was even better was the trade course that he got into is the one that's waitlisted, which is automotive. So our trade school actually put a space aside for him just in case he immigration gave him that tick, which they did. So they offered him the spot.
But that's excellent. So there's a lot of opportunities still at Ada for Semester 2 for you to jump in and get funding like TTAF 1 and use your fees free. Especially, there's definitely opportunities in business as well as hospitality is a big one, which is screaming out for people to work in that industry. And yeah, the training in that is also, we've also got a workplace training scheme for that one, where if you work, you can get qualified while you work, much like the way an apprenticeship works. So Pineapple Pie, which is Wednesday the 29th of June, 6 to 8 o'clock at the Aranui Community Centre. And Pacific Bloom for our youth, which is July
11th, 12th, 13th, from 10 till 3.
Excellent. So if you've got any questions for that, you can get in contact with Seymour or Sam. We'll leave their details on our webpage, on our Facebook page. But yes, thanks, gents, for the chat. See you back after this.
Are you interested in taking part in or learning more about Pacifica Crafting?
Join the Island Breeze Social Club each Tuesday afternoon.
Call the friendly staff at Tangata Atumotu Trust on 0800 727 434 for further details or to arrange for a pickup.
Cool. As we were saying before, there's a lot of opportunity at Ara and other places as well that you can come and make use of your free fee study and study in general, because the sooner you get your study done and out of the way, the more opportunities are available for you. Before we had this chat about study, we talked about our favourite teachers. Sorry, what was Miss Thompson about again? Sorry, Sam?
Oh, she was just a music teacher. Because, like, I was interested in music because I did piano when I was, like, younger. But my parents were, like, they couldn't earn enough. They didn't earn enough at the time. Oh, so I had to cut my piano lessons. But then Miss Thompson, I told her about it. And she was like, oh. So she took me for free piano lessons. So she was like, yeah, she's my favorite. That I accidentally missed out.
Oh, okay. Nice save. So one thing we definitely want to push is that you come in and see us to talk about your study options. Because one thing is, and this goes for all three of us, we're keen to have you study, but we want to push you in the correct place to study, to do your study. I always use this story because it's a prime example of what happened. But I remember going to university, and I love university. Don't get me on this. I went to university because someone told me to go to uni, probably my family, and as well as the advisor to do film. But I should have just done the broadcasting school here. It's more practical. I probably would have been working in film. But I did film at Canterbury University. Again, not dogging that. I love university. But yeah, I should have come to broadcasting school to do film. And just I want to encourage people to come and talk to us about their options. And we won't make it so that you have to come to Ara. We will push you in the right direction should it need be. And we've had many cases like that where we've done so.
Yeah, because the last thing you want to do is jump into something that you sort of half on. Mm. And then, you know, like myself, like I went to uni, but I didn't know what I wanted to do at uni. So then I just thought to myself, oh, law sounds cool. I did law, then I didn't pass law, like I failed. And then, but I didn't like it. Like I found out halfway through that I didn't like it. So then I was just like, oh, you know, I've already wasted my time and my money, really, because there was a year of tertiary fees that I have to pay back.
Mm.
But, you know, had I had these opportunities that we sort of know now, where you can come into campus or, you know, you can go into different workplaces or environments and actually test it out and figure out what you do want to do, that would have saved me, like, a lot of time, you know? So, yeah, just sort of the message that I send out to kids is, you know, definitely it's good to try and work out what you want to do, but then also it's perfectly fine for you to not know what you want to do when you leave high school. Mm. Like if you finish high school and you don't know what you want to do, that's perfectly fine, because don't be forced into going into study or something like that. Take a year off work, you know, maybe you want to work 6 months and then jump into studies after that 6 months, or work 6 months and then travel for another 6 months. But yeah, there's so much pressure on students to figure things out quickly, and you know, people forget that you can just take that breather, you can just take that year off, work, get some coin and some life skills. And you know, you think about it, you've been studying since five, you know, you've spent all those years in school, you know, and you've just come off the back of you know, NCA level 1, 2, 3, all those exams and stuff, and it's also a good break mentally to take a year off. So yeah, as much as we, you know, we encourage students to, you know, come to Ottawa or seek other higher education, I always say, if you're not in that right, if you're not in the headspace, it's perfectly fine. Like, don't rush into anything. The worst thing you do is jump into something that you're not sure of, you don't like doing, and then you'll most likely end up failing it, or you know, not going through with it in the end,
and then hating it, which we don't want. Yeah. So, what are the things from you in terms of, like, what would you have done? Is there any kind of study that you're looking to do? I know you're a professional now, but is there any sort of study that you're keen to do?
No, I think Sam knocked it on the head. You need to find something that you want to do and something you're passionate about. Being in this job within the last 5 years, you have conversations with people, and then, you know, when I hear something like, oh, I did a course when I was at school, I did one 2 years ago, but then when I asked them, did you finish it, they said no. I said, why did you do that? And they said, oh, because my mate was doing it.
Yeah.
You know, so, you know, you have to think hard about what you want to do, but at the same time, you need to find something that fits what you want to do, not what someone else wants to do. I guess that's the only advice I would give to someone if you were school leaving, not sure what to do. Like Sam said, find out what you want to do, but at the same time, if you leave school and you're not sure, it's not a bad thing, you know. Mm. It can still be a good thing. You maybe just need more time to start thinking about what you want to do.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sweet. Thanks for joining us on the show. We really appreciate the time. We hope you have an awesome weekend. No rugby this weekend, so we want you to have a safe weekend, safe matariki as well. Chance to reset. So if you haven't completed any of your goals that you started in January, reset and do them again now. also, it's like a year to reset debt. So if you owe someone else money, you don't know that their debt gets reset. That's what I've been told. But yeah, like Matariki is also cool to observe and learn about as well. So thank you very much for joining us. If you missed this show or any of our other shows, you can check them out on the Sam Cipher Radio page, Facebook page, or the Plains FM website. Have a good weekend from Sam, Seymour, and myself. Pollyhood!
That was Pollyhood, proudly sponsored by Tangata Atumotu Trust. To find out more about us, call 03 377 2016 or find us online at tat.org.nz.